I love the John Wick movies. Maybe not the last one, which was a little goofy, but I love the John Wick movies. So I was kind of back and forth on the spinoff. I do want to see it. I don't want to see it. Mike made fun of me about me going back and forth on this. But at the end of the day, I was really kind of bummed out that I missed the advanced screening of Ballerina. But Mike was able to go. Mike, what'd you think of it?
Well, I think fans of the world of John Wick are going to be very happy. It's great. It's in the same vein as the middle John Wick movies, probably like 2 and 3, less mm-hmm. like 4. This takes place during John Wick Chapter 3. Like, there's some events that kind of overlap. It follows a character named Eve, who is played by Ana de Armas, who is trained in the Rescaroma. And incidentally, in this day and age, in a post-Black Widow movie, you can't have a child assassin ring and you find something else, because it's like the same.
I remember
same
thinking
thing.
That the first when they first introduced this world, yes.
But basically, she is on a quest of revenge after her father's death. It's a great expansion of the franchise. It kind of like fills out the world and really is kind of in a weird kind of way a off ramp for further expansion. Like, you could do more movies with her if you're not going to do more movies with John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
I told the nice lady with the clipboard, this is the action showcase I've been waiting for Ana de Armas since we saw her in No Time to Die, that James Bond movie. So
just interrupt for a second, because we can make fun of me for a second.
Yeah, please.
We see her in No Time to Die, and I go, I will see a spinoff with her.
Yes.
Like, not a Jamie Bond, but I will see a spinoff with her. And then the trailer for Ballerina comes out, and I go, boo.
Yeah.
And Mike immediately calls me out on that.
I'm so mad.
He was so mad at me. And then the more I watch the trailers, I go, you know what? This looks interesting. Uh-huh. I should check it out. Keep going, Mike.
She's the real deal. Mm-hmm. She performs about 90% of her stunts. There's a lot of physicality. There's a lot of creativity in the stunts. It gives some of like the same innovative, brutal choreography that we're used to from the John Wick movies. But like, this has a little extra sauce, a little extra flavor that I wasn't expecting. You know, you had mentioned that John Wick Chapter 4 gets a little goofy for your taste. This is where you might part ways with the movie a little bit, because there are times where it delves into just straight slapstick, where like the action is so over the top and oftentimes played for laughs. I think sometimes the movie struggles with some tone issues. It's like, is this deathly serious or is this goofy?
Mm-hmm.
But when you give me some new creative ways to dispatch assassins, I'm always here for it. Like, you saw it in the trailers, but there is an extended flamethrower fight. there's an entire action sequence where the titular ballerina fights off goons using only grenades. And I wasn't expecting to see so much creative use of grenades in an action sequence, but no, there's explosives, and it's just really creative. There are times that like some of the kills remind me of a slasher movie. Like, I like 80s slasher movies like Friday the 13th and stuff like that. And the things that I like about those is the increasing creative absurdity. And this kind of delivers some of that flavor for me, which I wasn't kind of expecting. It's a surprise. And speaking of surprises, you think John Wick is Keanu Reeves is like an extended cameo? He's in a third of the movie.
That's awesome.
But it's almost a Book of Boba Fett problem, where you have like, this is the ballerina, and then like, not unlike the Mandalorian stealing the Book of Boba Fett from the titular character, he kind of steals the movie from her.
So
for
he
a minute.
Overstays his welcome, as opposed, but it's more than a cameo,
yeah.
But more than it should be, too.
For my taste, I think so. I think it's a little too much.
Okay.
I wish it would have been just a cameo, but he's basically the star of the third act. Like, he gets his own action sequences and things like that, and that's cool for fans. Overall, like, it's not perfect, but it's fun. Like, there's some pacing issues. The villains are kind of lackluster. In a lot of ways, it's kind of flat at times. And it is just kind of like a standard cookie cutter revenge type of thing. But for me, it makes up for it in fun factor. Like I was hopping and giggling and making all my comments and making my fellow critics incredibly upset with me. Well, because like we saw the audience with it was a promotion screening. So there was like there were fans there and critics, but yeah, it was like there was a couple times where there's like what's a real big reveal and you could hear like an audible gasp. So what does your dude, Big Mike, do? I'm like, gasp. I literally said out loud, gasp. And this one guy, I would love to know what outlet he's with, like turned around, and if he could make it, he probably would have tried to take a swing at me. He was not a fan of Big Mike. But
as we have said, seeing a movie with Big Mike, half the experience is seeing the movie with Big Mike.
Yeah. But it is a wicktastic entry in the franchise. And if this is the trajectory, I am here for it. And it's currently got 85% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's doing good at the box office. See it. It's fun.